As you know, the Jews came to Lvov about 1,000 years ago. We have evidences the Jews came to Lvov in the 10th century. And from this time, Jews built up a big Jewish community, which up to the Second World War was one of the famous Jewish communities in Europe.
I'm telling.
The Jewish life flourished.
What? Never mind. Go ahead, give it to you.
The Jewish life flourished. We had more than 35 synagogues in Lvov for 156,000 Jews before the war. And the presence of Jews in Lvov was somehow likely to Ukrainian, somehow not, but a big ruin started from the communistic occupation in 1939, when, according to the Molotov-Ribbentrop Agreement, Lvov was joined to the eastern Ukraine, and the communist system occupied this area. As in all other parts of the former Soviet Union, also in Lvov, they stopped the Jewish lives, they desecrated the education and everything what was very much important to the Jewish nation. And then the Nazi came, and the Jewish community was almost demolished from this area. In Lvov, in Yanovsky camp, was killed about 230,000 Jews, and 500,000 Jews were sent through this camp to other concentration camps. And we say that in Galicia it was murdered about 2 million Jews. Actually, we don't know the definite amounts, definite figures, because the both systems, Nazi and the communist system, after the war, kept secret about this amount, because they tried to assimilate, Jews to be assimilated. They didn't want Jews to know anything about the remarkable study. So, after the war, the jury was presented almost by the Soviet Jews from the eastern parts of the former Soviet Union. The Jews which was sent by Stalin after the war to replace the nations, because a lot of people was sent to gulags, to the labor camps deep in Siberia and in northern part of Russia, and a lot of them was killed simply because they had property, because they belonged to the non-communistic movements. It was rivers of Jewish blood before the war, during the war, and after the war, because the communistic system was already calmed down, because they understood that they succeeded so far that the Jews already stopped to speak about their roots, about their past, about their heritage, about everything. I'm sorry. So now we're going to see the old part of the city, which is, we will see the ruins of the Turei Zahav Synagogue, which was built at the end of the 16th century. And then we'll see